Hey!
Hi, friends. How's it going?
Matchy. Hi. Oh, we coordinate today.
We do.
Matchy, matchy. Not even planned. So everybody on TikTok is asking, do we call each other and plan our outfits or whatever?
Really?
I'm like, no, it just happens.
You know, I was looking at my TikTok account today because I haven't posted anything in a long time.
I know. The people miss you.
I appreciate you all, though. Thank you so much for watching us or listening to us. And if you're listening to us, we're both wearing blue.
Yes.
And we actually are going to be hosting this Women's Summit, which is really exciting because I was like, we have to do something for social media. And they were the organization was asking. And they're going to do some cool things with the city is representing the, like, basically acknowledging this Women's Summit. And they're going to be also honoring the families of those who lost their girls at Camp Mystic.
Yeah.
So some of them will be there, and like it's just there's so many great things planned, so we'll be telling you guys about it.
Yes. We have a lot of stuff in the works, so
yes.
We're excited.
Yep. And you know, one of the things that we always see is like with celebrities, their backs like this, you know, like a Barbie,
their backs,
yeah, like they're just, their posture is so good.
Oh yeah, it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But no matter what, it's like, you know, like after a while we kind of slunch or whatever.
Yeah.
But their backs are always like this, so it's like the Barbie neck, angular shoulders, and a long-lasting back massage.
Wow.
So injections, they are actually doing just that for
wow.
you. No longer just for your face. So it's called Trap Tox.
Oh, my
or
gosh.
Barbie Botox. And it's referring to the doll's angular shoulder line with Trap Tox, a small amount of neurotoxin injected between the neck and the shoulders right over there. And according to doctors, Trap Tox doesn't just help slim that muscle, it also relaxes it, which can help you stand more upright. And the result is a more like elongated, swan-like neck, or one that's closer to a beauty standard that Koreans have dubbed the 90-degree shoulder, which you see a lot of celebrities do. Like the first person I think of is Angelina Jolie. She's always like,
yes,
posture is always amazing. So earlier I spoke with Nurse Julie at Anti-Age Institute about the deets on this trend.
Barbie Tox is a very trending aesthetic treatment right now. Essentially, it's just Botox treatment in your trapezius muscle, so right here. So we're aiming to temporarily weaken that muscle, which is going to create a slender, more elongated neck and shoulder line to give you a more feminine look.
And what about people who work out a lot? I mean, is this something that you would recommend?
Depending on how intense your workouts are, how much of it is like weight training based or lifting, it can impact your workout, especially if you're doing a lot of work using those muscles, because we are temporarily weakening that.
So that's how it works. I did not know that people were doing this. Have you
wow.
heard of it?
Well, I do know that celebrities, there's been rumors that they have this somehow like surgically shaved down. Yeah. To get rid of that, like, if you have, like, a bigger muscle.
What?
Yeah, I've always personally have been happy about my neck and my shoulder. Like, I'd never even noticed that. But, yeah, there's people that don't like this part of their body. And it is rumored that celebrities have that, like, literally surgically shaved down.
Well, something that's a lot less painful and costly is the Botox, which it just takes
a
little...
option.
Alternative,
yeah.
Yes. But you know, if you're doing like, if you actually work out though, because I was so intrigued by this when I saw it, because we know that Botox is good for a lot of medical reasons as
yes.
well. And obviously we try to, I need to get mine done.
I was explaining to the newsroom last night what happens when you get Botox.
Oh yes.
And a lot of people don't realize like it prevents you from using the muscle. It paralyzes mm-hmm. the muscle. So you can't move your eyebrows.
Yes, and the thing is we do move our eyebrows because we smile and
yes,
laugh.
Yes, we do.
Don't, like if you take a picture with us, or if we're taking pictures, we're gonna smile. It's not gonna be one of those, like, yeah, we're here. And if you're listening to us, I just made like a stoic face. But it's really neat. I mean, anytime that you see celebrities doing a certain something, it just seems like there's something behind it. Like they're not normal.
I guarantee
like
you
this.
Kim Kardashian has had
okay,
this done.
Well, I know you're obsessed with her, but like some of the things you tell me about her, like
they get their hands, they're like, if you look at the before and after of their hands.
Stop.
They've even gotten their hands, like, I don't even know, basically redone. Why would you care enough to do that? I don't know, but their hands are so, like, skinny and bony. And
I know.
Long.
I would get, like, some type of, I don't know what you call it, but, like, you know, where you, a tightening, because Kris Jenner's face looks like she's in her 30s.
Kris got new skin on her face, it looks like.
But you can't be having wrinkly hands.
Right. So I bet if you look at her hands,
yes,
they're probably real nice because she just gets her hands done along with the...
What do? You get like stretching done?
I don't know, but their hands look... Look up before and after of Khloe Kardashian's hands. It's insane.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Some people are just born with those really nice, long, lanky, mm-hmm. beautiful hands.
Mm-hmm.
Some like me aren't, but like, why would you care? Why would you care?
Well, maybe because you're making your face look the way it does. I mean, once you get a facelift, you look so much younger.
I can see making the skin appear younger, but like having your knuckles shaved down and
no,
all
this
stuff
that.
To your hands is crazy.
That would be so painful.
Crazy. Yeah, I know.
I'm sure there's people in Houston that do like hand surgeries or that like, I mean, aesthetically.
I'm sure.
That we should talk
to. I just
to.
Would never want to look like a person that looks like they shouldn't be like, moving around or doing anything athletic because they're so fake looking.
Yeah, and then I see, you know, people like Pamela Anderson, like she's in the news a lot because she's recently done a movie with Liam, forgetting his last
Hemsworth?
Name.
Hemsworth?
Liam? No, the old one.
Not the one that passed away.
Neeson.
Oh. I was like, when
you know, have you seen Taken?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the guy. He's the
he
older guy.
He passed away?
No, he's with Pam. Like, they're like a thing.
Rest in peace, Liam, from One Direction.
Yes. We're not talking about that, Liam, but rest in peace. We're talking about Liam, the other one.
That guy's still alive?
He's alive. He's in a relationship, I think, with Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
But Pamela's whole thing is, like, natural.
Yeah, but she looks like crap a lot of times.
Stop.
She looks horrible sometimes.
Oh, my God, guys, are you listening?
I just, like, cringe. I'm like, girl, like, you can't even, like, brag about not wearing makeup right now because you literally look so bad. I'll say it. I don't care. She, like, prides herself on, like, oh, I'm not going to wear makeup. I'm going to be natural. It's like, dude, I look better than you rolling out of bed in the morning. Like, come on, have some dignity and respect for yourself.
Well, you know.
Just my opinion. All right. With that.
the thing is, okay, so Liam, what's his last name?
I have no idea.
Neeson? Neeson.
The guy from Taken.
The guy from Taken is all I think of, but he's done so many other movies. He is like in love with her. You should see these interviews that they do together.
That's so great. But sometimes, like, just put a little effort into a red carpet look. Like, it's fine. No one's
going to
think less
she
of you.
She does look like she's put no effort in. And I don't know if she has even put any effort in. But, like, it a lot of times.
To me, it comes off like, I don't care. Like, I've been here, done that. I don't care. And it almost comes off disrespectful.
Yes. I mean, well, there's that. So, well, Barbie talks, something that I would never try because I'm too scared. It's close to the neck.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah,
no.
But it's trending, folks, and we wanted to let you know.
We'll be right back. Welcome back.
Oh,
we have our
interns.
Live audience. They're wrapping
yes.
up this semester. This is their last or second to last day.
They are very much in tune to what we are saying.
They're probably like, wow, Caroline's mean.
No. We're just keeping it real. You know, you're probably thinking it. You know, one thing that we can keep real, too, is the different standards for men and women.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just like, I don't care what Pamela does in her life, like wear no makeup. I'm just talking about like when you're showing up on the red carpet, she's been disappointing me.
Yes.
Because
she's
such an icon. So
well,
we get it. Live your life. I don't care. But when you're showing up for something, like, can you please, just like a little effort, like a little bit of lip gloss, like a little concealer.
A little effort goes
a long
way.
Just a little darken your brows. Mm-hmm. You can just do regular mascara. And then an outfit that actually doesn't look like a nightgown would be amazing.
Yes. I was talking about hairstyles. Men and women. Because men, apparently, they can have the same look for a long time, like decades. There's this new study that says men keep the same hairstyle for a long time. And it says there are some reasons for it, including lack of confidence to change, fears what other people are going to think, and simply just not caring. Men are more likely to experiment with their clothes and cuisine. And so I saw this and I wanted to look up with women what's going on because we change our hair all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Woman changes her hairstyle about 150 times in her lifetime. This is according to a survey based by Britain-based hair salon chain Tony and Guy.
Well, I really like this because I do feel like I always want to stay up with what is the style.
Yes.
And I've seen a lot of women fall really behind, and then they have like a dated hairstyle, and then it's like, okay, clearly you're like not keeping up with the times, and it can date you, and that's cool if you're fine with that. But I enjoy fashion and style, and I would want to go with, you know, what's in.
I really I know some people, and we both know the same people that have old hairstyles. And I don't know how to, I don't think they're interested in going for a more updated
and
look.
And I'm not sure if it's interested or just don't know how or what, but I will say makeup techniques and trends change.
Yes.
Hairstyles change. Even the way you color your hair as a brunette or as a blonde, whatever, that technique and style changes. So I think that if you're looking to like refresh your look, those are some places you need to start. What are the makeup trends? Because if you're doing your brows too skinny, if you're doing your eyeliner too skinny on the bottom, like immediately, like you are like early 2000s.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
There are people though, which I understand too, who are saying, hey, whatever, whatever trend I like, I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna keep up with the trend. I'm just gonna do whatever I like. And I will say that things are more trendier and changed for women more so than men, because men, you can have the same haircut. I mean, your face changes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my dad's had the same haircut his literal entire life, yes. Like his adult life. In high school, his hair was a little longer, I think, but his adult life, and certainly since I've known my dad, he has had the same hair.
Yes.
Very short, just very standard cut.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that that's for a lot of guys. Now, you think of somebody like Travis Kelce, who's like experimented and done like crazy hair and stuff like that. Even we were yesterday talking about Braxton Berrios, who's he's quarterback, right, for Texans? Mm-hmm. I didn't know what position he played, but Alex.
No, he's not quarterback. Braxton? Did you say, you said cornerback, like cornerback?
No, I said quarterback.
Oh, no, Braxton is not a quarterback. He's a tight end.
Oh.
Pretty sure he's a tight end.
Okay, then I don't know what I read.
No.
Maybe he was one time. Because remember I said I went on like this deep dive of like what he used to look like? Mm-hmm. His hair was all over
the
place.
Maybe in high school or something. Maybe. But no, he's like a tight end or a cornerback or something. I'm thinking tight end.
Well, whatever. His hair was long. And I think that that's kind of like the thing. Like
it was. Okay, so back in like the 2016, 17, long hair was such a thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Especially for the football players. Like the man buns were huge.
Yes.
Like that was a whole fad during that time.
I don't think that was cute, but
it worked
maybe
on some people.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't work on
some. I'm all for a good man bun if it's on like the right kind of guy. I'm not talking like a skinny, really, really skinny guy that's like hippie vibes with a man bun back when this was like, I'm talking like the quarterback of like a college football team, like super built, like tall man bun.
Like
love it.
Tarzan.
Yes, I get it.
And I think the Tarzan look is only for certain people.
The skinny ponytail on is not that, like that's so normal to me. Mm-hmm. That like fits that vibe,
right?
But when you got these muscles and you're tall and you're tough, and then you got this long hair and you like put it up.
Well, it's like I don't think you know about this crush that I have, Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
like you can see us together.
No, I mean, like...
Well, could you see us together? I mean, not that matters.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Like, but anyways, rocks. Yeah. You, like...
Right, exactly. Hawaiian.
And it's so funny because, like, we're both with guys that, like, are not, like, muscle men. That, like, I mean, they work out and they have, like, regular muscles, but they're not, like
John Cena. Yeah. But Roman Reigns, he has the ponytail, too. And so, like, sometimes that looks...
Yeah. No, I...
Quite nice.
The Tarzan comparison was
spot on. Because that's what I like. Yes.
I love it.
With women, yes, it goes all over the place. And sometimes with women, it's like you don't need to be experimenting that much. Like,
my thing though is too, like when I meet somebody, if they decided to like then grow a ponytail, I think I would be a little like, whoa, why are we doing that? But if I met the guy like with facial hair or with the ponytail or with like, it's like I'd be more accepting, I think, of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you can accept like less going on later in.
Yeah, I just think I would have, if Connor, my fiance, came to me and was like, I'm growing a ponytail, I would pass out.
Yeah.
Like, no, what do you mean?
Why
like,
you've
had like this short haircut, but you know.
Yes. But for women, I'm saying when they change so much, like different colors, different styles, up and down.
You should always ask your stylist too. I mean, granted, if you go to like a good stylist.
Right.
What color should my blonde be? Should my brunette be? Should my highlights be? What should my undertone be? Because they can look at you and be like, they'll give you their honest take. They'll be like, you're washed out. Like, hair is way too light for your skin tone. But if you don't ask them and you're like, no, I literally want to keep doing this, they're going to keep doing that. Mm-hmm. But if you ask their opinion, they'll usually kind of say, I would like to take it down a tone if you're okay with that or whatever. And I think that that's really helpful. I've gone too bright before. My stylist was like, thank goodness you asked for me to take this down, because I hated that on you. I was like, okay, good.
Well, maybe tomorrow I should finally talk about my hair
situation. You should.
Yes. Well, Caroline, being such an awesome friend, saw that I was with different hair color, and her reaction was so funny. It was like, I didn't know. It was like a purple hue. I didn't know what was going on.
It was giving Caroline a raunchy sign under the lights. I don't think that you could notice it on TV that day. But when the light was hitting, I wonder how different.
It was crazy. Yes. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, we'll be right back. All right. Well, if you're stressed over the price of groceries, you are not alone. A new poll from the Associated Press found more than half of all adults in the U.S. see the cost of groceries as a major source of stress. And I see it when I go to the grocery store.
Same.
Pollsters interviewed nearly 1,500 adults last month about which parts of their budget worries them the most, and housing costs came in second. The survey found about 40% of Americans under age 45 have used buy now, pay later programs for entertainment, food, even medical care.
And I've also noticed, and I don't know if this is just me, but I wish that we would do a report on it. I feel like shrinkflation is such a thing too, even with like ground beef.
Yes.
Because now I'm buying, even though it says like a pound of ground beef, I'm like, is that really a pound?
Yes.
I should bring my scale and weigh it, actually.
Do you actually weigh, because don't they have scales there?
I should weigh it on a scale, because it just doesn't look like a lot in the packaging to me. I'm like, are they like cutting corners here to, you know, because I know the price of beef has gone, and meat in general has gone so far up.
Yes.
And I mean, we love steak, and I'm like, we're not buying steak anymore, because it just gets, it's so expensive right now.
It really does get up to a lot. And what I've started to do, which I think has kind of, because I've started to cook a lot more, is buy more chicken in like the bulk package.
Oh yeah.
And then I cut it up and then I put it in the Ziploc bag and put what the sell-by date is. So then I just have to dump it out. Like, that's actually what I did this morning. And then that's easier to like meal prep and make it more fresh throughout the week.
You cook it, so you don't cook it all at one time? Because I think my fiance tried to poison me because he did that, and I swear the chicken went bad, and then a stomach problem for like 3 days.
No. We have to put like the sell-by date on the Ziploc bag, and I use it. That's why I did it today, because the sell-by date was like,
well, I was days. Like, should we just cook all the chicken at once so it's not like in the fridge? I know you can freeze it. I don't know.
I'm not a big thing with freezing it, because then you have to unfreeze it.
I know.
Or defrost it.
We just were chatting with my parents, and we had the whole conversation of how, like, for two people, it's honestly kind of the same whether we like grocery shop and prep the meal, or we go out for like a casual low-level dinner, not like ordering a bunch of appetizers and drinks.
Right.
Like, just, you know, just go somewhere, kind of like grab and go. It like is the same price now, because groceries are so expensive. Yeah. So my parents and I might as well just go to our favorite Mexican restaurant, because it's almost just as expensive as cooking.
And you don't have to clean up, which is
I know. So it's just, it's rough out there.
It is. And you know what? A lot of people turn to ChatGPT. I know personally people who go ChatGPT for just talking to.
Yep. Or meal plans. I
meal
do that.
Plans, meal plans, yes. Like, or like therapy. One of my family members told me they do that. So the big change coming to ChatGPT to ensure that you have a healthy relationship is actually with the technology, is OpenAI chatbot is now going to tell users to take breaks after using the platform for long periods of time. Now, the point is to make sure users have a healthy relationship with the chatbot. Reminders are going to pop up that read, just checking in, you've been chatting for a while. Is this a good time for a break? Users will have to clip through the reminder to keep on chatting.
I could never sit there and have a conversation with the chatbot. My ChatGPT usage is for a reason, and once that reason is answered, then I'm like, I'm done.
Girl, this is a thing.
This is so dumb to me. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you're in a situation where you feel lonely and you don't have anyone to talk to, or you don't want to talk to anybody, it's like putting out your feelings on social media, right? Like, people use that as therapy. It's just this different way. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with it. It's just
crazy,
like,
to me.
People are actually doing this. Like,
I get going for one like, if you had a question about a situation, this, that, and the other, but then I'm done. Like, I'm not going to sit there and talk with the internet.
Oh, no, because the tech bot thing will talk back to you. Like, it'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I think you could handle it like this. And then, yeah, I talked to this family member. I'm like, are you serious? You were talking to your chat bot or whatever? And like, yeah, that's how I was. That's like my therapy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That is so crazy. Can you make like ChatGPT or the chatbot voice respond to you?
I don't know. But I mean, whatever helps people, I'm all for. So I can see myself, if I was, you know, maybe Gen Z or whatever, being like, my boyfriend's not picking up and I just feel alone and I feel like, you know, maybe I should move on. What's the best way to handle the situation? And then literally in like 10 seconds, they'll have a response.
You know, I have a question about a friend and their relationship. I should put it in ChatGPT.
Well, I had a question about something, and you put it in ChatGPT.
I did.
And then you texted me the answer.
I did. I did that with my mom, too. She's like, I need to lower my cholesterol. So I put in her, like, height, weight, age, and it gave all these recommendations. It was so funny.
Well, this was like a feeling thing. Like,
yeah, yours was a feeling
thing. Yeah, and so...
But actually, I wish I would have thought ahead, because I really... You know, sometimes you don't know exactly how to respond to a friend. And if you know you're going to talk about a subject matter when you're with them, it might kind of be good to put it through ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So then you know how to kind of respond or get some ideas of what to say.
Right.
Even yesterday I did that. Somebody came to me about what should I say to a friend. And I put it.
Well, see, these are feeling things.
Yeah. I put what I would respond in ChatGPT, and I was like, what do you think? I gave the situation, gave what I would say, and then I was like, can you make this like sound better and add in? And it did. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think you definitely need to take breaks, and it's good that they're putting something out there that kind of reminds somebody who's...
It's great if you don't have any common sense. You can put it in ChatGPT.
I think it's a good tool. I think it's a good tool. All right, friends. You thank you so much for watching or listening.
I'm in a mood
to Carolina
today.
Rossi. I'm going to go get Carolina coffee.
I'm spicy.
And
good.
Yes, maybe you'll feel better. We'll be back.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye. Bye. Say bye, interns.